Hey everyone, Chris Wan here, and this is Accents Out Loud, a podcast by Lucid Accent Consulting, your weekly glimpse on one person's take on English language learning, accents, experimentation, and learning. Welcome to episode one, which I'm calling The Pitch. This week, I'm putting out into the world what I hope will be a weekly podcast, and it'll be just voicing my opinions, my motivations, aspirations, and wants for this project. Maybe saying it out loud will help with its manifestation. So, a little bit about me. I'm a speech-language pathologist by trade. I work in an acute care hospital. I've also worked in the accent modification consulting space for roughly, I'd say, 2 years now. I've always sort of had this interest in the space from during grad school, and once I just got my bearings in terms of being able to tread water in the hospital space, I decided to let myself just have this accent space for personal interest. Now, the thing I think about it that sort of is a unique experience or a unique perspective is I am not interested in acting, theater. I don't like the spotlight. I never was the guy in class or in high school who did funny sounds or funny accents. That was just not my thing. So I think I bring a very just sort of grounded perspective on it. The goal of this whole thing is to just be able to post what I know, give perspective from the professional, in air quotes, professional side of the table, and just rant from time to time about what I see in the industry. What I like about it, what I don't like about it, what maybe clients or listeners might want to hear, maybe some things that they don't want to hear, but some things that are in the research found to be true. I tended to do something similar to this, actually, on Anchor.fm almost a year back, but life got busy, and honestly, I just didn't have a consistent schedule for it. So looking back, actually, it was just so informal. I didn't have a great sense of need for consistent content creation. And I felt to some degree that I ended up being kind of like this puppet where people thought it was interesting and they'd send me 10 second to 1 minute clips of them talking and basically asking me to guess where they were from in the world. It was fun for a bit, but it was just sort of, I really felt like I wasn't contributing anything of real content there. What I want this time around is something just more consistent, a consistent place for me to articulate sort of systematically what I think is helpful for speech production, what I think is helpful for auditory training, what I learn along the way from doing this myself and or from doing, taking courses, taking reading, digesting, and deciphering sort of academic literature on it, and just the nuances involved in English, the English language that may not be considered in other languages. This is not a space for grammar. I'm not going to be particularly focused on learning idioms or learning the pronunciation of new words in isolation. That's just not my thing. And there's a ton of people out there already on Instagram or whatever posting that kind of material, if that's your thing. But my want for this is just to be more big picture in the context of sentences, paragraphs, speeches, overall presentation styles, that type of thing. And to just break it down and boil it down into what I deem as effective informational chunks for you all. So that's the positive vibe I'm putting out in the world. Hopefully people are interested. Anyways, that's all for now. Check back next week. Let's make this a Thursday weekly podcast. Subscribe if this appeals to you. Leave a rating on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Leave a comment if you feel so inclined, and or, I don't know, if you feel like you want to steer this thing into a direction that works for you. If audio isn't your thing, check out my Facebook, my Insta, my website, lucidaccent.com. See you next time.